Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Physicians, nurses, and other medical staff are burning out and dropping out. So says a new advisory from the Surgeon General. It projects a massive worker shortage in the next 5 years, all as the pandemic lingers and takes its toll. For more, we're joined by the Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy. Doctor, thank you for joining us again.
Of course, Scott. I'm happy to be with you again.
So let me ask first about the advisory. There is a projected shortage, and these numbers are remarkable, of 3 million essential low-wage health workers in the next 5 years, of nearly 140,000 physicians, more than 1 million nurses. What happens if these gaps are not filled?
Scott, I'm glad you asked, because this is what I'm worried about. Imagine this scenario. Imagine if your primary care doctor, somebody you rely on for your care, if you call their office and you find out that your primary care doctor has in fact left because they've burned out and are no longer practicing. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you go to the hospital because you've broken a bone or you need emergency care and you find that the hospital has staffing shortages, so you have to wait longer or you can't get care. That is a scenario that many Americans are starting to face, and we will face more of that if we don't address this burnout crisis. So that's why I issued this advisory, to call the broader public's attention to an urgent threat that impacts all of our health.
Mm. And mental health challenges are at the center of this. And previously, you've come onto our program and spoken in very personal terms about mental health challenges. And I wonder, in this case, if you have a personal anecdote to share on this topic. Surely you visited doctors and nurses and other professionals. Has any particular conversation come to mind?
Well, Scott, it's heartbreaking because there are so many. You know, what is striking about our health workers, and keep in mind, health workers are both doctors and nurses, but also our physical therapists, our pharmacists, our community health workers, our public health workers. These are individuals who knew that they were coming into a physically and emotionally demanding profession, but they did so because they wanted to help people. And when I travel around the country and I talk to health workers and I ask them, how are you doing? Here are the words that they use to describe their current state: exhausted, demoralized, heartbroken, traumatized, and yes, burned out. I think about a nurse I met in Miami who took care of so many patients with COVID over the last 2 years, patients who were severely ill, that he stopped counting after his 135th patient died from COVID. And he has significant PTSD now as a result of these experiences. I think about the nurse who wrote to me just a few weeks ago and said that 30 years ago, she joined the profession to provide care. She provided care in prisons, in homeless shelters. She worked in a clinic providing HIV care during the height of some of our greatest challenges with HIV, but she has now left the profession 10 years earlier than she had hoped to, because she is just burned out and cannot take it anymore. And so this is not just about our access to health, Scott, and making sure that we're prepared for the next public health emergency. It's also about reflecting the deeper values that we aspire to as a society, values that guide us to look out for one another, to support those who are seeking to do the same. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that health workers have had our backs during the most difficult moments of the pandemic, and it's time for us to have theirs.
And to turn these national values, these American values, into action, what is that, the top of your list?
A few things that we've got to do is we have to make sure that we are increasing access to mental health services. But we've also got to look at the work itself that our health workers are doing and reduce some of the barriers that stand between those health workers and the people they're trying to serve. So many doctors and nurses tell me that they're spending more and more of their time with paperwork in front of computers that are built for billers and not for clinicians and patients. Patients are asking, where are my doctors and nurses? And their doctors and nurses are saying, I want to be with you, but I'm forced to fill out umpteen different forms, which only grow with time because insurance companies or others need these forms. And so we've got to figure out how to get the sort of health practice of healthcare back to that relationship between doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers and patients. We've got to better resource public health. This is part of what, President Biden has spoken about, part of what the administration has invested in already, providing grants to support increase access to mental health care, to reduce and address burnout in the health worker population. But the reason I introduced this advisory is because we have to call the whole country to action. We need health systems and health insurance companies and educational institutions to step up and create the policy and cultural change that's necessary to truly support our health workers, Scott.
Yeah. And finally, General, I want to ask you about something we heard a lot about in the pandemic is this Fauci effect, that the pandemic led a lot of young people, a surge of them, to want to enter this profession, to go into medicine and related careers. How does that fit into this?
Well, the good news is that we still have millions of young people around the country who want to help. We have to make sure that the health field is hospitable to them, that it doesn't take them in and then spit them out. This is one of the reasons I've been more broadly focused on mental health and well-being for our country, because whether it's with health workers, whether it's with young people, we have a mental health and well-being crisis in our country. And so this is our opportunity, especially coming through this pandemic, to take a fresh look at our mental health and well-being, to make the right investments, to build the right kind of culture that can ultimately support mental health and wellness for everyone.
That's Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. Thank you, Doctor, once again. Really great to have you.
Thank you so much, Scott. Always good to be with you.